From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The election of President Obama has boosted African Americans' trust in government. That's according to a recent survey by the Pew Research Center, and that marks a shift. Traditionally, polls have shown that Black Americans have less faith in government than white Americans do. As part of our series on trust in government, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
African Americans don't have a monolithic view of government, but most Blacks are Democrats, and trust in government usually increases when it's your party in power. So, in January of 2009, confidence in government really spiked for African Americans when Barack Obama was sworn in as president.
I stand here today humbled by the task before us, grateful for the trust you have bestowed, mindful of the sacrifices borne by our ancestors.
1 year in, the Obama administration gets credit for the new health care law. Judson Mitchell, a retired college administrator, says that's a clear indication the president wants to help people.
There's 30 million people that don't have insurance. I mean, that's what government can do for people, is to ensure that those people have some coverage, because the current health system did not work.
African Americans' trust in government has tripled from a low point of 12% in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast to 37% in the Pew Research Study. Carol Doherty is the center's associate director.
It's sort of the counter trend to what we're seeing with a lot of the anti-government demonstrations. It's not that African Americans are entirely content with government, but the way the trends are among whites, African Americans stand out as having a less negative view of government currently than whites do, certainly.
MacArthur's restaurant on Chicago's West Side is a popular spot, especially for the Sunday after church dinner crowd.
Mother chicken, mac yams and dressing.
Lou Johnson is just beginning to eat his meal. Big Lou, as he's called, has an even bigger voice. He's an actor and voiceover artist and says he trusts government.
It has been government that has taken us from slavery to where we can live and do what we want, how we want, most cases.
But Mary Rabb, a registered nurse, has a decidedly different view.
Black people don't trust government.
Rapp says she likes President Obama, but has more of a wait-and-see attitude about government in general.
Local government will be all out in their neighborhoods and talking about what programs they're going to have available. And then when it's all said and done, you don't see no changes in their neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying?
Shayla Nunnally is a professor of political science and African American studies at the University of Connecticut. She says while the Obama factor has caused an uptick in trust levels for blacks, historically it's been an altogether different story.
Throughout time, we've generally seen that African Americans have been less trusting than whites and other racial groups as far as political trust.
Blame slavery, Jim Crow laws, and then there was the Tuskegee experiment, the 40-year study conducted by the U.S. Public Health Department in which hundreds of black men were left untreated for syphilis. When President Bill Clinton apologized in 1997, 94-year-old Herman Shaw, one of the last survivors, was present.
The wounds that were inflicted upon us cannot be undone.
A turning point came in 1965 when, after a long civil rights struggle, the Voting Rights Bill was signed, and then an almost euphoric surge of confidence with President Obama's election. Even so, the Pew study reports that nearly half the African Americans surveyed, 48%, said they are frustrated with government.
The type of hope that was generated through the Obama campaign has been pretty much squandered.
Michael Dawson is a University of Chicago political science professor who studies race and politics.
From the majority of African Americans' perspective, it's directly related to believing that the government has not done all that it could or all that was promised in terms of improving the situation of all Americans, particularly those who are disadvantaged.
And not doing enough to combat high levels of unemployment and racial profiling. That analysis rings true for 40-year-old Carl West, who recently attended a panel discussion on whether the Obama administration should have a black agenda.
An agenda of how a disgusted minority community are going to be taken care of, not taken care of in a sense of handouts, but how we're going to see a situation that will make us have trust in our government. Because at the end of the day, he is our government.
West says it's really too early to say if government has improved under President Obama, but he and other African Americans say since the country's problems didn't happen overnight, they're willing to give him more time to fix them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.